During the time that the civil rights movement was heating up, the student movement was heating up, they were putting dogs on the protesters. They were allowing them to be beaten up in the south of the United States. They were spraying them with water hoses. And then all of a sudden we got the news that these black girls had been blown up in Sunday school in a Birmingham church.
Sunday, September 15th, in the year of our Lord, 1963. It was a cool, overcast morning in Birmingham, Alabama. Sunday school classes were just ending in the basement of the 50-year-old yellow brick 16th Street Baptist Church. The morning's lesson was The Love That Forgives, the fifth chapter of Matthew. Outside, parents were arriving to collect the children. At 22 minutes past the hour of 10, a force let loose that electrified and shook the world. The Birmingham Police Department's six-wheel riot tank entered the area and cops commenced firing shotguns over the Negroes' heads to rock-throwing retaliation. Young boys started stoning passing cars with white passengers. Police ordered them to stop. One 16-year-old boy ran. A cop killed him with a buckshot blast. Sunday, September 15th, 1963. 19 hurt, 5 dead.
This didn't happen in Nazi Germany, and it didn't happen in South Africa. It happened right here in America, in Birmingham, Alabama. It didn't happen back in the Dark Ages. It happened in 1963, right after the March on Washington. And it wasn't a dream. This was a nightmare. Where were the leaders? Where was America? Where was the government?
Minister Malcolm, who was guilty of the bombing in Birmingham?
The government was guilty. The guilt is upon the United States government for the murder of those four little girls who died in that bombing. The guilt was upon the United States government for those little boys who were shot down right afterward, because it is the failure of the government to do its job that has given the people of that area the feeling that they can brutalize and victimize and murder the Afro-American in cold blood, knowing that nothing will be done about it. The government was guilty. The government still is guilty and will always be guilty until the murderers of those little girls have been brought to justice.
When the four little girls were killed praying in a Birmingham church, when they had their heads blown off by racist thugs, I made many appeals, and I felt rather frustrated because I had always advocated a policy of self-defense. I had believed in fighting back. Now I was out of the country, and this horrible thing had happened, and I felt empty inside and helpless. And I wondered what I could do. And what did I have? I had the telegraphic services of Cuba. So I started to use that. I appealed to many leaders.
Robert was fearing that if some worldwide attention wasn't brought to bear on what was going on, that it was going to become a genocidal maneuver against our movement, and the movement would be crushed by, and genocide would take place against our people.
From Cuba in 1963, Robert Williams called on world leaders to protest Birmingham and support the struggle against racism. One powerful world leader responded, Chairman Mao Zedong of China, who issued his first public statement in 10 years, his famous statement in support of the struggle of the Negro people of the United States against discrimination. It was an act of solidarity at a crucial time that Robert and Mabel never forgot. Meanwhile, in the United States, mass frustration and anger built with unemployment in urban centers, more and more soldiers of color killed in Vietnam, and police shootings of black youth. 1965 saw the assassination of Malcolm X and the historic Los Angeles Watts Rebellion.